Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. Live here at ESPN 1520 AM every Sunday, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always, always the people that make it happen. I'm joined live in studio with my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, you're laughing already.
Because you always say wonderful. And it's like become our thing now, I think, how you intro me. It's always my wonderful co-host.
And yes.
It's great. It's a great intro. And I appreciate it.
That's what I think about that.
Thank you. That's what I think. You know, it takes, we mentioned earlier, Dale and I, we were talking before the show, it takes balance between the two of us to
it really does.
Run the show, do it well, and, you know, without a hitch, and of course, with our favorite producer, Louis.
Our favorite guy, Mr. Louis.
What's going on?
Hi, Louis, how are you today?
Not bad.
Louis,
a little tan, right?
I got a little tan. Yes, that's right, he does.
Louis was down the shore all week, the Jersey Shore. What beach were you at, Louis?
I went to Ocean City.
Oh, nice.
Quiet one. I like it better, though. Less people, more ocean for me. Although Friday I saw some wild stingrays when I was in the water. Did not anticipate that, so I was not in the water on Friday. But
I think I would run right out of the water
if I saw
that.
I noticed people are pointing around at things, swimming around. Something slimy goes right over my foot. Look over. A stingray shoots out into the ocean. I'm like, that's it for
me. You're very lucky you didn't get stung.
Steve Irwin. Yeah, no. I was boogie boarding, too. I'm not about to land on one of those.
No. Mm-mm. Were you done after that?
Yeah.
Out of the water?
So was this an outing with friends, with the girlfriend, with the
girlfriend
family?
Girlfriend and the family. Went, her Louis. Family's got a cottage down there, so I was invited.
Not bad.
Can't
and you
complain.
Went to the Eagles
Went to go see
game?
My birds play the Steelers mm-hmm. in the first preseason game, so had some cheesesteaks downtown
Ooh.
Philly.
From where?
So Pat's and Geno's are right across the street from each other. I've never had either of those. I've tried different places around when I've been there. Geno's looks flashier, but I went to Pat's because normally the grungier looking place actually has the better food. Went with Pat's. I actually liked it. So
yeah, I like Pat's.
I think I made the right call.
Did you do Whiz with
onions?
Yep.
You got to know how to order it though.
You just
got to say one with Whiz and onion. They don't like any nonsense. If you're just like super iffy about it, they're very impatient.
Oh yeah.
They slap it on there, slide it right to you, and that's it.
Oh, it's so
okay,
good.
No, I have to ask this question. Okay, I'm getting the feeling that both of you guys. Well, ladies and gentlemen, live in Philly part-time.
No. I've been there 5 times this year. I'm pretty much part-time.
But. Yeah, Louis wishes he lived in Philly as an Eagles
That's
fan.
The
yes, we, yeah, he is an Eagles fan, yes.
Die hard.
So as a former college rower, I spent a lot of time in Philadelphia on the Schuylkill River.
Which I passed by.
Boathouse Row, yeah. So I played a lot of regattas. I had head of the Schuylkill, Dadville Regatta, a lot of different regattas down there. So I was there for that. And also two of my roommates from college were from Philly. So I went down and, you know, visited their hometown with them. And they showed us the ropes of how you go and order cheesesteaks at Pat's or Geno's. Because those are the two you got to go to.
Those are the two. I haven't done Geno's yet. I tried a few different ones around, like the Old City. And then, so I've been back and forth. I was kind of holding off for those two. I wanted to try some different other low-key ones first. But the girlfriend's family lives in Philly, too, now, so I don't have to spend money on hotels, so it's not too bad.
So are you going to any Eagles games this coming season?
I was going to go to the season opener, but I'm not. Tickets are like $200, I'm going to the Minnesota game, Eagles-Vikings. I think it's week 4.
Oh, awesome.
So I'll be at that one.
That'll be a great game.
Yeah.
Now, how would you compare their season opener or even their sports climate to Buffalo?
So they have very similar fans to Buffalo, which is why I like them. And I think they get a worse rap than they truly deserve. I don't think they're these totally crazy, ruthless people. I think Minnesota fans didn't like their atmosphere they had at the NFC Championship game in Philly last year. But it's very similar to Buffalo. The tailgates are huge. But the difference is the stadiums. Once you go to the Lincoln Financial Field in Philly, or like I've been to Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, kind of then coming back to Buffalo, you're like, maybe the Pagula should build another one of these big ones. Although ticket prices will go up and everything, so there's different stuff with it. But the atmosphere there is really cool. It's very similar to Buffalo, which is why I like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would love to have a stadium downtown.
It would be really,
it would really change the
it's
atmosphere.
Super cool.
It would really
for
add
city.
To our atmosphere mm-hmm. already that we're building.
Because when you have the downtown, I mean, Philly has it where the stadium opens up and you can see the whole, you know, downtown landscape right out to your left. It's amazing looking. So Having a stadium downtown has its perks. It's pretty cool. I mean, yeah. It would probably lose some of the tailgate atmosphere that it has in Orchard Park because there's just so much open private
might not
parking.
Be a bad thing the way Bills Mafia has been rolling in the past couple seasons.
Our fans will destroy downtown.
Maybe calm us down a little bit.
But that being said, before we move on really into our sports update, I want to kind of stay on this topic a little bit because I think that a stadium downtown would just really add to the landscape. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think our skyline.
For years,
I think we didn't have a skyline. But to add a stadium in downtown Buffalo would give us a skyline that would be comparable to other major cities. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it'd be great. I think it'd be great for tourism, for businesses in downtown. There's so many hotels downtown now. It would be great for that.
I just worry about ticket prices.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only problem.
No, parking.
Are you going to be able to keep your loyal fan base that is probably unjustly so has continued to buy season tickets for you? I just wonder, because with the big stadiums, then you have to pretty much buy the right to have the seat, and then you have to buy the season tickets. So I'm just concerned, hopefully season tickets wouldn't skyrocket. I mean, obviously, though, when you see some of those, I went to Houston's last year, too. When you see some of these big stadiums, you're like, I mean, these are really nice to go to games at. I just worry about prices, because, I mean, right now you can sometimes go on StubHub for the Bills and get tickets for $30. Yeah. Are you going to be able to do that anymore?
Well, I think you have to take into consideration the market. So the market in Buffalo, kind of what our market value is, what the people are like here, what we're going to spend. Because if they overprice the tickets, then no one's going to buy them.
I think
they're out anyway. Yeah, so you really have to consider the market value. But I think with our fan base that comes from Canada, from Rochester, I mean, from all over, it would just be the convenience to have it downtown.
It doesn't even have to be like a huge dome, like super dome or anything. Like if it's like Heinz Field, like that would be the perfect stadium for Buffalo downtown. Put it right on the water, I don't know, near, you know, the Sabres Arena and whatnot, but it doesn't even have to be something super huge like the new Minnesota. I mean, some of these stadiums look like spaceships pretty much now. It's crazy, like the Atlanta one. But if you just look at the Lincoln Financial, Heinz Field, there's a noticeable difference between the Bills Stadium and other stadiums around the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, I like New Era Field. I think it's a great stadium.
It's a great atmosphere for games, so...
But just getting out to Orchard Park sometimes.
That's right. Yeah. What more to come on that particular topic?
Just doesn't have the flash.
Where we're going to have a stadium.
What?
I said more to come on that in terms of where we're going to have a stadium.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that being said, you know what? Since we're talking sports, let's find out what's happening in the world of sports.
We'll start off in baseball. The Buffalo Bisons get back on the diamond today at Coca-Cola Field. First pitch is set for 105 against the Toledo Mudhens. The Herd are looking to rebound from a 6-3 loss to Toledo yesterday. Vlad Guerrero Jr. stayed hot with another home run. That's his fourth straight in four games. We'll see if maybe he gets a call from the Toronto Blue Jays in the near future. You can catch pregame right here on ESPN 1520, starting at 12:35. In the majors, 15 games are on the slate for today. The Toronto Blue Jays take on the Tampa Bay Rays at 107 as they hope to answer after a 3-1 loss yesterday. The Yankees go up against the Rangers at 105. New York got a win Saturday against Texas 5-3. To football, the Bills made a signing today, bringing in defensive tackle Tyron Walker while releasing defensive tackle John Hughes with an injury settlement. Walker registered 22 tackles, one sack, and one forced fumble over 223 defensive snaps with the Rams last season. Buffalo hits the practice field today at 12:15. Other news around the NFL, Redskins rookie running back Darius Geis received some bad news as he is out for the year after he tore his ACL in Washington's first preseason game. Geis was expected to start in the backfield for Washington after being selected in the second round of the 2018 NFL Draft. The final round of the PGA Championship concludes today on the current leaderboard. Brooks Koepka remains in the lead with a two-stroke lead at 12-under. Adam Scott currently sits in second at minus 10. As for Tiger Woods, he currently sits tied for 6th at 8-under, four strokes back from the lead. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Live at ESPN 1520 AM, always where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people that make it happen. Now, this is game one of the preseason. And so even though we've already had that, you know, that game, I'd like to ask both of you, what were your thoughts of that first game?
I was really impressed with Josh. I mean, I think everyone was watching Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an open competition right now between McCarron, Peterman, and Allen. But Peterman actually showed some good things. But until either one of them really separate themselves, I want to see the rookie play. some of the throws he was making, most NFL quarterbacks can't make. The touchdown at the end of the game to Ray McLeod, where he put it in a window in between three defenders. The ball looked like it was going at 95 miles an hour. The fact that the receiver caught it was incredible. It's a play that probably most people don't want to make and you wouldn't consider a smart move, but the arm talent is so clearly there. Mm-hmm. You can see why teams fell in love with him in the draft process, because outside of a couple of players, you know, you see Cam Newton's arm, Aaron Rodgers, you can just tell Josh Allen has that talent when it comes to just – I mean, there's other things he's got to work on, his accuracy, footwork, different stuff. He's a young quarterback coming from a small school, but – the athletic ability and the talents just came off the charts against Carolina.
It's definitely there.
If you don't get excited, I know Josh Allen, there's a big Josh Allen hate group pretty much on Twitter. he pretty much was this urban legend throughout the draft for being, you know, just way overpriced and overvalued in the draft. But you can see why. The upside with him is just, it looks a lot like Carson Wentz when he was coming into the league a couple years ago out of North Dakota State. It's very similar, and I was really impressed with him in game one against Carolina.
Well, his athleticism speaks out. I mean,
especially considering he's like 6'5".
Yes, on a local level as well as on a national level. That's what they're talking about. You know, his stature as a quarterback is there.
It's weird. Yeah. You're starting to see these huge quarterbacks. You know, normally in the past, if you were a fast, you know, Doug Flutie was small. Randall Cunningham was really the first guy that was this big but mobile guy, and now suddenly you're seeing it in the league all the time where you're finding 6'5", 6'6", quarterbacks that can – I mean, UB even has one right now that might end up being a first-round pick next year, Tyree Jackson, where suddenly they're 6'6", but they can run a 4'5", and escape the pocket and run like they're Michael Vick. It's a crazy evolution of the quarterback position in the NFL right now, and it's pretty fun to watch because it's more exciting. I'd rather see guys like that than the Sam Bradfords of the world, and – even, you know, some of the guys that's in front of Josh Allen, you know, McCarron and Nathan Peterman. Just as a fan, you can tell what you want to watch, and you can see what quarterbacks have that exciting traits to them.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch the season unfold. I mean, it's still preseason.
Week 1.
So never want to get too excited, but at least it gives us some
– it's hype season right now.
It's hype season.
Absolutely.
We're going to the Super Bowl. I saw that a couple times on Twitter.
All 32 teams are headed to the Super Bowl right now. That's how everyone feels.
I hate to see that. You know, game one. Okay, we're going to the Super Bowl.
You got to love it, though. Everyone, no matter, even Cleveland, didn't win a game last year. They went 0-16. There's even hype and optimism in Cleveland right now with Tyrod, not just Tyrod, but their first overall pick, Baker Mayfield. They got a bunch of weapons there. Even Cleveland fans are like, you never know. We could pull out nine wins out of a hat this year and make the playoff. It's fun. Every year, NFL fan bases, it's like, it's really only in the NFL. Everyone's like, we could do it this year. The optimism just kind of resets every year, regardless of what happened. It's just the NFL has that kind of hold on fans. So,
well, speaking of Cleveland, we play Cleveland next week.
Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield versus Josh Allen, two of the first round picks.
Is the game in Cleveland?
I believe it is in Cleveland. Yeah. And I'm going to call it a revenge game.
I mean, it is preseason, though. That's what we got to.
I think Tyrod has
something.
I can't
get too excited over preseason.
Well,
I really can't.
The game may not matter statistically in terms of their records, but it matters to the players.
I'm sure Tyrod would want to make a couple nice plays on his former team. You just, as a person, I mean, players a lot of times say they don't get into that stuff. They don't buy into it too much. But you know that the players, they're humans. They listen to the outside noise. He knew what they were talking about with him and the Bills last year. Got benched during a playoff run. It'll be a little extra motivating for him. Maybe he'll ask for a couple extra series normally than he would in a preseason game. I'm excited to watch it, though. That part of it has a nice – you need those storylines in the preseason considering the games really
don't count.
Right, it
helps build the momentum.
Yeah,
and
considering
build.
They don't count for anything. So.
And I think it also leads to, you know, what are you made of? Okay, very early in preseason, it's going to determine what Cleveland is made of, but more importantly, what the Bills are made of. We have to make a quarterback decision. I mean, we had three – outstanding athletes at the quarterback position, and we're gonna lose one of them, at least one of them, and you know, that storyline remains to be seen in terms of how it's gonna play out.
We have new coaching staff too, which is
new offensive coordinator, brand new offense that, by the way, looked a lot more creative than last year's.
Which I like that. It's fresh. It's
super
exciting.
Nice. Yeah,
hopefully gonna help them just get that extra oomph to do something different this season.
Preseason normally doesn't matter. To an extent. I mean,
it matters
to
the players.
Trying to make the roster, bottom end of the roster. But, like, for the teams like the Eagles or the Steelers, teams that are pretty much set with their roster, you don't see too much. But the Bills, there's a lot of stakes in it right now because they're still trying to figure out who their quarterback's going to be. And a lot of that the implications, it comes down to who performs in the preseason. So it definitely matters for a lot of teams right now. Normally, it's for the beef of the roster, you know, the bottom half, who's going to make those final few cuts. But for the Bills right now, it starts at the top of the most important position, so every game counts, because right now, after that game, I don't think anyone really gained a leg on the other quarterback in the race, because all three of them looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, and I think we looked good in game one, but I still saw the same consistency of the Bills. We don't close it out.
You have to win the game no matter what.
You have to win the game. Okay, our defensive ends are losing. They're not making the play from a defensive end standpoint. Okay, when we need to make a third down, we're not making the big play. And so when we need it the most, we're not getting there. So I'm seeing the same recipe of what has not moved us forward.
Don't get too caught up in it, though, because, again, a lot of it was the second and third team players you're probably not going to see all season. So I know a lot of the time, again, it's hype season, and it can go the other way as well in the preseason. If your team's struggling, you can get a little, you know, pretty scared for the season. But, again, it's preseason. Like Lauren said, it's 1 week. So, but I thought there were some good things from it, though. I think Tremaine Edmonds looked really athletic as a linebacker. He's a guy who looks like he can go out and cover wide receivers. He's so athletic. But I think it was a good first game for the Bills. I'm excited against Cleveland. That's going to be a good test.
Okay, yeah. Outstanding. Well, you know what? With that being said, you know what? We haven't heard the Bills shout song. So maybe sometime throughout the course of today's show, Louis can find the shout song, because this is Bills time. And each and every Sunday, we're going to have the shout song a part of our show.
I like Sundays during regular season when we play the shout song.
On it
gets me excited. Okay. Awesome. Well, show's already flying by, so let's go to our first break. Don't go anywhere, Western New York. We will be back with Western New York at Work in just a couple minutes.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza, and next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
This is Frank Lotempio III, Lotempio PC Law Group, your complete counsel team meeting your lifetime legal needs. Call us at 855-3761.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis, live here at ESPN.
We are getting in the Bills spirit here. I love it.
It's football season.
It's football
season.
That's right. I know. It's crazy.
Thank God.
I feel like it starts earlier and earlier every summer, though. You know, like 2 weeks ago when we had the first preseason game, what was that, August 2nd?
First week of August. I think they did push it back a little bit, which is fine by me because the NFL offseason is way too long.
Mm-hmm.
I love the draft. I love free agency. Training camp's fun after a while, but eventually you need games.
Games.
The NFL, and they take advantage of it, though, because it's basically two seasons now. It's the playing season. It's the off. Everyone, I mean, people love the off season, but eventually, like, when you get into June and July, you're like, all right, let's
get some.
I'm tired of seeing
here.
Them in shorts and shells. Let's see them actually play.
Yeah.
And speaking of the off season and the on season, I think this conversation is very poignant today. We talked about the Bills and, you know, putting the right players in, you know, in a position, having the right team in place. Lauren, as a partner with Staff Buffalo, you have a responsibility of putting the right players within the organizations that you represent.
Dale, that was such a great transition.
That was a really good transition.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at Staff Buffalo, we work a lot of, like, with a ton of our clients to really help them find the best talent to join their organization, because a lot of times the hiring managers, the HR department, the owners of companies, they don't have the time to really put into finding the right person to join their team. And it goes beyond the black and white of someone's resume. It's making sure that someone's qualified to do the job, but you also want to make sure someone is going to fit the culture of the organization and, you know, really be a place where they want to grow their career and a place where the company wants to, you know, is going to invest in this person to help them grow their business, have the right talent in place, and continue to thrive. So we really work to find that matchmake.
Yes.
Clients and company, clients, which are the companies, and the candidates into the right position. To
okay. And similar to the staffing industry and to the NFL, and I'm going to draw a parallel, because we have 26 NFL teams, but you have thousands of staffing and executive recruiting companies. And so there's a process and there's a differentiation of what you have to do to demonstrate how Staff Buffalo is different from and better than some of the other staffing companies.
Yeah, I mean, we just really try and have a personal approach to it, really listen to our clients. We're more of a boutique staffing agency because we're not super high volume. We're small. There's seven of us in our team. Exactly. So you're going to get the best quality of candidates. And it might be three, it might be five, but we're going to put the right ones in front of you. Now, a lot of times it does come down to the hiring manager has to be kind of open sometimes to interviewing some people, because we might see something that they don't. So they have to be open to, you know, being like interviewing the right people, the right talent that we might see. Because sometimes an outsider's view is a little bit more, you can see it a little bit differently than inside the organization. They might be looking for one thing, but we can say, hey, you might need this.
Okay. So let's take this conversation in a two-prong approach. Let's take it from a job candidate standpoint. If you are a college graduate or a mature executive that's looking for a transition or looking for the next opportunity, let's talk about that space of your company.
Yeah, so we work a lot with candidates. You know, we might not have a job for them today because we can only work on the jobs that our clients hire us to find. So, you know, we might be looking for different accounting positions, an attorney, customer service reps, but we might not have a marketing job. If someone's looking for marketing, well, then we can't just magically find them a job. But we really try and work with them to understand what their background is, what their previous positions have been.
The skill sets that they have.
Yes. Their salary requirements, you know, commute, why they left previous jobs. And we we'll kind of keep that into our database. So if we get a job down the road that's a marketing position, we've already established that rapport with the candidate. And we can go back to them and say, hey, we found this job, thought it might be a great fit for you. What are your thoughts? And we kind of go from there. So we really work to have that relationship with the candidates and the clients so that we can ultimately make that match between the two.
And from a candidate standpoint, is there any trends or things that you have seen recently, whether you are new to the market in terms of your career search or the mature seasoned worker? Are there any trends that you're seeing that you can share with the audience that, you know what, here's one of the biggest takeaways I want people to know if you're looking for a job today? And I know that's a very abstract and very broad question, but the market is full.
You have to be picky about the type of job you want and where you want to go. Like, don't just take a job to take a job. And some people,
so
you know,
it's a career, not a job.
Right, it's a career. You're making a career move. This is, you know, this is your life. This is where you spend a lot of your time, is with a certain company doing a job. And, you know, it's work-life balance these days. A lot of times with cell phones and email and working remotely and cloud, everything can be cloud-based. You kind of, do you really shut off, you know? And so a lot of times it goes beyond a 9-to-5 job.
Okay.
So We offer a lot of like candidate services too. So not only do we talk to candidates about, you know, what they're looking for in their next job, we have a resume formatting service. We have interview workshops to help them prepare for interviews, social media audits if they want to, you know, clean up their social media, because companies and hiring managers are looking at that.
Yes.
And if
yes.
your social
really?
Media is not a good representation
you mean I can't,
of you.
I can't put on my Facebook page that I went out last night and I was dancing on the table?
Probably not. Not if you're looking for a job.
So, no, but you bring up a good point. So
you
companies
want to keep
are,
it professional. I mean, this,
so companies are looking at your Facebook page, your personal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And social media is huge these days. So now, your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook, LinkedIn. I mean, I talk a lot with candidates about having a LinkedIn, and you should really have a LinkedIn presence, because a lot of companies look at that. They try and that's your resume right there. So if you don't have a LinkedIn presence, if you're not connecting with other professionals in the industry you want to be in, following companies, you know, you're not going to be presenting yourself professionally.
I was just going to say it's not professional, but I'd love to see the video of Dale dancing on the table.
It's out there.
Uh-oh.
I'm
going to
find it.
Find it, Louie.
Unfortunately, it's out there.
Post it on the Western New York at Work Facebook page. No, I'm just kidding.
So
yeah, because, like, you know, it comes down to a lot. Like you mentioned earlier, people doing career changes. And I talked to a lot of candidates who are in one field and they want to make a move to a completely different field. And it is manageable. Like, people do it all the time. But you have to, like, be networking with the right people, talking with the right people in that industry you want to, you know, change to.
And I was going to ask you about that in terms of transferable skills, because our workforce and workforce environment, that is so ever-changing. It's so rapid. You can work in customer service but have a desire to be in sales. You can work in engineering and desire to be in IT. And so you have the fortunate or unfortunate opportunity to share with that individual how to make that transition, but adapting their transferable skills to that aspiration
right.
that they have.
And you got to make sure your resume looks that way. I talk to salespeople all the time that don't have their numbers or their results on their resume, and they're going to go for a sales job. I'm like, you want to put your numbers on your resume so I know what you did, what kind of sales you can achieve. Because
results. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what, Lauren, before we, oh gosh, I can't believe we're coming quickly to the end of our show. From a business standpoint, what type of companies are you looking to work with?
We love working with local companies, but we really, there's no limit as to who we'll work with. We love local companies, small, medium, large. Really, we'll work with anyone. We love a
small,
lot of
medium,
our companies
large.
Are, we have, yeah, we work from anyone from, because you know what? It's about the candidates too. And not everyone wants to work at a large company. Some people like the small company atmosphere. So we want to make sure we have a diverse client base as well to help our candidates.
So if you're looking to hire the right talent, if you're looking to grow your company, you know what? Look no further than Staff Buffalo. How can they contact you?
Staffbuffalo.com. You can go right to our website. Follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We really try and post all of our open jobs on all platforms. So okay. You can go right to staffbuffalo.com. Our email is info@staffbuffalo.com for the general email, or I'm llewis@staffbuffalo.com.
Okay, and are there any immediate opportunities out there?
We have a great director of accounting position. We have a litigation attorney position we're working on. We have several accounts payable positions. Let's see, we have a ton that we're working on right now. Our team is very busy, and we're always looking to stay busy.
I love it. You know what? Well, you heard it first right here at Western New York at Work, your live business conversation with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. If you're looking for a career opportunity, look no further than Staff Buffalo. Give Lauren Lewis a call at Staff Buffalo. They will take care of you. Buffalo, have a beautiful day, a great Sunday, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.